News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be spending $179.5 billion on wages and salaries in the upcoming financial year, a 5.2% increase over 2016-17. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says the compensation of employees has been estimated at $193.2 billion, accounting for 35.6% of the expenditure budget.
This covers the cost of wages and salaries, as well as provisions for statutory deductions and government's contribution to public sector health insurance schemes. Importantly, however, Mr. Speaker, is the reduction in the wage-to-GDP ratio, which is programmed at 9.5% of GDP, down from 9.7% in the outgoing fiscal year.
A provision of $34.5 billion has also been made in the recurrent budget to meet pension payments for public sector employees. This is an increase of $4.3 billion over the 2016-17 revised estimates. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says all is in place for this year's staging of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Just over 39,000 students will sit the exams next Thursday, March 16, and Friday, March 17, in 1,090 centers across the island. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says test materials are being packaged for dispatch to the regions based on a schedule.
All regions will distribute to schools on Wednesday, March 15, 2017. Training of presiding examiners and invigilators started on February 20th across the regions and was set to be completed by March 6th. Monitors are being recruited and will be trained to give support to the ministry's core personnel, who will also be engaging in monitoring. Timetables were distributed to the schools on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2017.
The ministry has also made arrangements for special needs students. Meanwhile, five new high schools are to be built at locations across the island to ease overcrowding. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the areas identified are Old Harbour in St. Catherine, Christiana Manchester and in St. Anne and St. James.
We have about 85 primary schools. We have right now about 166 high schools. So now that we have extended opportunities for everybody to be in high school, we don't have enough high schools, right? They're overpopulated. We need to build some more. And even if five is not adequate, but at least it will take pressure off.
Senator Reid says he is working to ensure the new high schools can be delivered over a five-year period. He was speaking to reporters following the official handover of 10 new classrooms and other facilities at the Old Harbour Primary School in St. Catherine last week. The project was undertaken by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund at a cost of $83.1 million. And 14 ministries, departments and agencies have started using the services of the government's Human Capital Management Enterprise System, HCMES. This as implementation of the first phase of the HCMES gets underway in public sector entities. State Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, says the system, dubbed MyHR Plus, is a significant step in transforming how the government manages human resources in the public sector.
Transforming the management of human resources is central to achieving greater levels of efficiency in the public sector. HR as a function in the public service needs to change to meet the needs of our customers, both internal and external.
MyHR Plus is expected to capture a range of employment information for personnel across the public sector. All other public entities will have the system installed over the next 2 years. Those were some of the stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Did you know that using a solar water heater can reduce your energy bill? Installation of the system may require some amount of funds initially, but over time you can realize savings on your electricity bill. Remember, energy from the sun is free. Once you install a solar water heating system, you will pay nothing to heat water. Save money. Invest in a solar water heater. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The PCJ, your energy advisor.